Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we are looking at the effect and what effect the resurrection had upon the human race. I hate to say it this way, but you know, a lot of people today have the attitude, well, what's in it for me? Well, I want to talk about the importance of the resurrection and the resurrection of Christ being central to the Christian faith. And I want to begin by scripture found in the book of Matthew, chapter number 27. This is while Christ is still on the cross. And the Pharisees accusing him in verse 42, the Bible says that, of course, they wagged their heads and they were mocking him. And they made this statement, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." And then they went on to say, and it even gets worse, when they said, "He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God." And so here there's a great deal of things that are brought into question, but the most important thing here is, I believe, is that the Pharisees believed that Christ was a sinner. And they denied and mocked him being the Son of God. And said, let him deliver him if he will have him. If he will have him. And their idea was that if he was the Son of God, that he would not be allowed to suffer this death by crucifixion. And the truth of the matter is that it was necessary that Christ be crucified, but God did not leave him in the grave, but God did deliver him 3 days later. And by doing so, it showed us the impeccability of Christ. Now, that word impeccability means, you've heard of somebody has impeccable taste, perfect taste. Well, impeccability means just that, perfection. You say, well, preacher, what's the big deal about that? Well, it's been a big deal in Hollywood. There's been several movies released that portray Christ as having a sin nature and even being a sinner and committing sin. But the truth of the matter is, Christ was impeccable. Christ did not have a sin nature. He was created in a body like ours, like unto sinful flesh, yet without sin. And the fact that Christ resurrected proved that he was not guilty, that the sins that he was being crucified for were not his own. As a matter of fact, Simon Peter told the crowd there at Pentecost in his first message, he made this passage of statement. "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him, being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, by whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it." May I say, thank God that the resurrection of Christ established that he was not guilty of any sin, and that he was indeed the impeccable Christ, meaning that he, while he did die for sin, there was no sin or blame on his own, but it was the sin of others. And so when Christ was resurrected, the eternal judge of the universe, the God of eternity, declared Christ not guilty and impeccable before God. And I'm glad today that we have a Savior who is perfect seated in the heavens. And I'm glad that issue has been settled. And the resurrection of Christ proved that we have a perfect Savior that we can bring our imperfections to and lay them at the feet of his cross. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, speak to some heart today. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.